Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. This is a show that I was guided to create so that you would have a place to ask those questions that you have about your life and to get the answers that your guidance has for you, the answers that can actually to help you to make those changes. So if you have any questions today, then please feel free to give me a call at 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And today the show is supposed to be about comfort zones. But I am guided to go ahead and start answering the people who are already lining up to ask questions. And usually whenever people ask me questions about has something to do with what the show is supposed to be about. So let's see where they're going to guide us today. So our first caller is from area code 312.
Oh, hello. Oh. My name's Karen, and I'm calling from Chicago.
All right. Karen, what can I do for you today?
I applied for unemployment, and I'm wondering if you see me getting them approving my claim or any advice you can give me.
Okay, I do see that it is approved, but then I'm getting all of these questions. So, what's going on in your life? It's like there's all this stuff up in the air all around you.
Yes. Right now, I lost my job, and I'm looking for another job right now, and all the bills are due and that sort of thing.
Okay. And it actually goes deeper than that. You're saying that's just the stuff that's kind of on the top. What's going on underneath there? What's going on in you and who you are and what you believe? What's changing there?
Just a little, just uncertainty, I think. You know, with all everything that's going on, just probably, you know, just hanging on, you know. I think that's, you know.
Okay. So, you know, like I said, this is supposed to be a show about comfort zones, and so they're showing me that that's something that you are trying to do is stay in the comfort zone or actually get back to the comfort zone, because right now you feel like you're outside of your comfort zone.
Yes.
What is it that you want? How do you want your life to be? What would your ideal life be like?
A job that I feel proud of, a career that I can advance, and, you know, just a happy home life.
So what is the career of your dreams? What is it that you love to do?
Oh, management.
Management?
Working with people.
Okay. In any particular field?
No, I'm open.
So there's no one area of management that you find that you absolutely love doing?
Operations.
Okay. And is this general operations, computer operations? What kind of operations are we talking about?
Probably administrative operations.
Okay. So your ideal job would be doing management, having to do with administrative operations. Any particular kind of industry you prefer?
No, I'm open.
And your guidance wants you to just pick an industry.
Transit.
Okay. So your ideal job would be in management of administrative operations for a transit corporation.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do a little work to kind of set this up so that it's actually the energy that you're putting out there. Are you okay with that?
Sure.
Hello? So we're going to use Infinity Healing, and it's really a simple modality. I ask you a question, you say yes, and I tell you to breathe. That's pretty much the basics of it. It actually connects you with infinite source, God, the universe, whatever name you like to use. So we are going to go ahead and activate the Infinity Healing Energy, and if you would like to receive it, just say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see how they want to word this. All right. So would you like an Infinity Healing for opening you up and opening up the universe to assist you in finding the perfect job in management, doing administrative operations for a transit corporation or something along those lines, to have you find that job that just fits who you are right now so that you can evolve and become who you are becoming, so that you can be even more than you've ever imagined? And if you would like all of that, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
And would you like an Infinity Healing for helping you to see what's actually important in your life, to help you step out of those old comfort zones where you weren't really comfortable, but they were what you were used to, and to let you start opening up and exploring who you are and what you really want your life to be about, so that you can stop living in the little box that you used to live in and start fully embracing the truth of who you are. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
All right, well, one more. So would you like an Infinity Heal for helping you to let go of any fears that come up about stepping outside of those comfort zones, any fears that would have you try to recreate your life to be that nice, safe little package that it was before, even though you weren't really happy in your nice, safe little package? So this Infinity Healing will remove those fears, release them, let you go, allow you to fully step into the truth of who you are. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
So how do you feel?
Oh, a little better. Comfort. A little bit relaxed. Anything.
Yeah, wonderful. Okay, so we started all this stuff to working, and this is what's going to be happening in your life. So be aware of what kind of energy you are putting out there. Now that you set this objective, intention is the word I was trying to get, this intention to find a job doing administrative operations, managing administrative operations for a transit corporation, then make sure that you are looking for jobs in that area because that's what you ask
okay.
for. And so that's what they're going to be bringing you. So don't ever
okay.
think that, oh, my gosh, I've got to apply for this and this and this and this, even though it's not part of my intention, I've got to apply because, you know, don't go into that.
Okay.
Stick with what it is you actually want and allow what you actually want to come into your life. And you've got
okay.
a whole team of angels working with you, so just be aware and be open to who you really are, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Great. Well, thank you
so
for
much.
Calling. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller, as soon as my computer catches up to me, here we go, is area code 708. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara, it's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy, how are you?
I'm fine, honey. I just called to check in and see what kind of messages they have for me.
Okay. Well, let's see. Ooh, so you've got Callie who's coming forward who has a message for you. Oh, you better hang on. Her messages are usually like getting hit in the head with a brick in a good way. Okay, so here's her message. You know who you are. You really do know who you are. You've been fighting against knowing who you are for a long time, and yet there's a part of you that's always trying to figure out who you are so that you can create your life the way that it's meant to be. But you actually know who you are. You are strong. You are intelligent. You are capable. You are capable of doing so much more than you have ever done or ever even imagined doing. I know who you are, too. And I know what you are capable of, and I will work with you. I will help you to become that beautiful, magnificent, incredible being that you came to be in this lifetime. This will not always be easy, but it will be worth it. If you will allow me to work with you, there is nothing that we cannot achieve. So if you are ready to step aboard this beautiful rocket ship that is off to galaxies unknown, then join me. And I will help you. I will help you to find your way. I will help you to achieve your goals. I will help you to shine brighter than you have ever shined before. Are you ready to work with me? Now, don't say yes if you don't mean it. But if you mean it, do say yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
So I get this vision of you being strapped into the seat on this rocket ship, and you guys are off, and woo, there you go. All righty. Let's see if there's anything else she wants to say. Follow your heart. Always listen to your heart. It will always be telling you what is for your highest good. Your mind will sometimes tell you things to stop you, to keep you from being who you really are. So always, always listen to your heart. And if you ever have any doubts or any questions, ask. Ask me. I will always answer you. This is your life. This is who you came here to be. And it is time. It is time for you to share who you are with the world. And this will be happening in so many different ways. And it will come fast and furious times. And you will wonder, oh my gosh, what did I sign up for? But relax and know that this really is who you are. Who you are meant to be. The life you are meant to live. And this will definitely not be in your comfort zone.
That's fine.
Oh,
I love it. I love it.
Wonderful. She is ready to just, I'm not sure exactly where you guys are going, but woo, you're going.
And you know what? That's exactly what I needed to hear today.
Well, good. Well, wonderful. And you're going to have to let me know where you end up going and what you end up doing. And there's something there. Hold on.
You know I will, darling. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are welcome. And it looks like you and I will actually be doing something together 9 months to a year from now. 9 months to a year from now. Next spring.
Oh, that's really that's excellent.
Well, great. I can't wait to see.
No, that is excellent. I love it. Thank you. I have a slight vision of what it could be, but I'm so looking forward to this.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you'll tell me more when it gets closer to that time. But I'm looking forward to it.
We'll talk. We'll talk. Thank you so much, honey. Bye bye.
Thanks for calling, Lucy. Bye bye. Okay, and our next caller, as soon as my computer does what it needs to, is area code 631. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne. I just wanted to have a reading, see what you see for me.
Okay. All right, let me check in and see how they want to do this, Suzanne. Okay, so they're saying that there are some areas of your life that you have questions about. So is there a particular question that you want to ask?
Work and love life.
Okay. Work and love life. Okay, she said work and life. Okay, we're going to do work. And then we'll see where we go from there. Okay. So I'm not sure who it is. Okay, it's Archangel Michael. Archangel Michael is not going to talk to you about your work. My beloved, for so long you have made do. You have settled for whatever it was that came along because you felt that you didn't have any say in your own life. It's time for you to let that go, to realize that you are the one who is creating what you are experiencing. And if you are approaching everything with that belief that you don't have any say, you don't have any power, then you're actually keeping yourself from creating what you desire. We want you to start making decisions based on what it is you actually want, what it is that feels right to your heart, to you, to the truth of you, to start shaping your life from that truth and embracing what you bring into your life. Because believe it or not, you are the one who is creating it all. You always have been. You always will be. But when you are going through life saying, I have no power, then what you're creating is a life where you have no power. And that is not the way your life is meant to be. You came here to do a variety of things. We are not saying you are required to do the things that you said you were going to do when you came. But you have the option of creating your life in the way that you want to be. So when you are looking at work, at your career, at whatever it is that you want to do as a means of having the income that you need in order to survive, don't just make it about a job and money. Make it about you, what you love, what brings you joy. You should be doing things that bring you joy every single moment of your existence. And so many people have these beliefs that when they are at work, they cut off their joy because that only happens when they're not working. We want it to happen every single moment. We want you to live in joy. So think about your career. Think about what it is you truly desire to do. And say it. Say it out loud to yourself. Let the world know that this is you. This is what you are here for. This is what you are creating. And as you do this more and more, you will bring yourself more and more into alignment with the love that is within you. And that love will grow brighter and brighter and will attract into your life those wonderful people who want to be a part of that love. This is your time for awakening, your time for embracing you, for creating the life that you truly desire. Okay, so what is it that you really want to do?
Well, I thought about it when you were saying it, and I would really like to get a job at a school that begins with an E, starting near me, and like help the teachers at 8 in the morning in the different classrooms, and then be a lunch monitor, help with the lunch in the afternoon, and then go home.
Okay. So you want to be a teacher's aide and a lunch monitor?
Yep, in one day, yep.
Okay. And that's great. See, now you know what it is you're looking for and exactly what kind of jobs you should be applying for that will match that. And actually, while you were talking about that, I was being shown that the job would evolve into more than that. I have no idea what jobs in schools are called, but you're sitting in the office, you're doing this paperwork, you're interacting with these students. I'm not really sure what this job is. I just see you doing it.
Well, I could be a teacher. That's a step up. I can't be a teacher right now. You know, that's like, forget it, but I could be a teacher assistant. That's a position up further than lunch monitor and teacher aide.
Well, I think this is even more than that.
No,
I
can't.
You're doing like individual evaluations. I don't know when this is going to happen, but when it does, you will be ready to take on that responsibility, that workload. It's something that you will fit into perfectly, and it will just flow. So don't worry about it because everything happens as it's meant to happen. All right, so make sure that you are doing the thing that you love. Remember, you need to enjoy every single moment of your life because that allows your life to brighter and better. And then those who are looking for you as someone that they can have a relationship with will see you. So it makes you more and more visible. That makes sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's see if there's anything else I want to say about that. So I'm seeing there's a fourth one that's further out there. But three that are close, these are three potential relationships for you.
And one are they?
Oh, they never give me exact times. I shouldn't say that because sometimes they do. All right, will you give me an exact time for her? And the answer is no. Okay, soon. Okay. They're showing me that these three are pretty close. Within the next 3 months, you should meet all three of them.
All right. Can you ask if I'll get an interview for a job for September for a lunch monitor or both or a teacher assistant? Because they have to interview over the summer between now and this August.
Okay. Let me see. Yes, you'll get more than one interview, so then you decide which of the jobs feels right for you.
And I'm also trying to, like, get a job for the summer and also sub is where I'm working now, like, as an aide or something. Do you see that?
Have you put in for anything at a library?
Yes, just yesterday.
Okay, because I'm seeing a library. I'm seeing you do work in a library. So I...
Gosh, I just applied yesterday.
Okay. Well, apparently they're going to contact you, and then you can decide whether or not you want to work in the library.
No, I'll take it. It's going to be some evenings, whatever. I would definitely take it, because then if subbing called me in the morning, I could do that.
Well, I'm seeing you working in the library, and... you're going to meet a lot of people when you're doing that because, I don't know, something about some interaction stuff is going to be going on. So that's what I'm seeing. And then in the fall, you should be doing working with the teacher and the lunch thing.
You see that more than the teacher assistant in September? I don't want to sub back for subbing, but I want something permanent where I go every day.
I think this is more the teacher assistant thing.
So you think I'm going to be offered a teacher assistant job in September?
I think so. I think that's what I'm seeing. Because you're in a room, you're working with the teacher, the teacher's telling you to do something. I don't know. You're taking a group of kids, you're doing whatever it was that the teacher told you to do. Yeah.
All right, I hope so.
So just make sure that you allow yourself to achieve what you're looking for.
Yeah, I just put it out to the universe.
So saying, I hope so. I know so.
I know that I'm going to get a job as a teacher, a lunch monitor, or a teacher assistant. I know I'm going to get a job at the library. But real quick, do you see me getting any interviews for September jobs this week or next week?
I'm during July.
Oh, geez. All right.
But, you know, everything is subject to change, which is why they don't usually tell me months and weeks and days, because everything is subject to change.
Well, I hope
so
the library
right
calls...
now, I'm hearing July, but it could be before July. Could be longer.
What about the library job?
That one, I just hear the word soon.
Good. All right, well, thank you so much.
And don't forget to do the things that you enjoy, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. So now we're going to go to our next caller. As soon as my computer does what it needs to do. And that is area code.
Hello.
415.
Hi, Barbara. It's Jessica, and I feel a little bit, maybe a little bit embarrassed to call you because I still have not moved, but it's coming. I know it's coming. Because I was so, like, excited. I was like, the next time we speak, I'm going
to
be already in my new place. And, yeah, not just yet. Spirit still has more lessons in store for me here. The lessons and the gifts just keep on coming. Sarcasm. Yeah, that's the sarcasm. So I'm calling today because I have been having a lot of anger come up. I made a quote deal with my parents for me to, what I thought was to live here peacefully. And they seemed to be abiding by the deal for 3 weeks, although they were grouchy about it a lot. I have to apply for a full-time or part-time job every day. So I've been doing that, and I was actually very resistant about it and grouchy about doing it every day. And then I said, hey, you know, this is actually good discipline for me. And I said, hey, you know, this would be good to have a regular job for when I move into the city. I'll just have more money. You know, I'll have like a base, and then I'll build my career, you know, whatever. So then Memorial Day weekend, I ended up getting an idea to teach a workshop. And things, you can say, kicked it into high gear. I started getting really excited about, I was getting momentum. I was starting to get these part-time jobs, these promotional stuff that I used to do years ago. But I was making money. I'm meeting people. I'm feeling good about myself. I started planning this workshop. I even found a roommate that I want to live with. So lots of good things. And then my father got triggered because I was so happy. But, you know, we know that we do this to ourselves, too, as a way to procrastinate, you know, or hold ourselves back, stay small. And, you know, we had a big blow up yet again. And I unfortunately was not able to keep my loving self that I've been practicing so much. And I got triggered myself. And this has been a few days since then. And I decided two things. One is I'm continuing doing my workshop, whereas this happened last month and I stopped my workshop because I just could not deal. Like I had to take care of, there's just like always instability with my parents. I can never trust them with anything. They never stick with any. I realize the pattern here. So I said, I'm going to find stability within myself. And the rest is an illusion, and I'm still moving forward with my workshop. That makes me happy. It's like my guiding light out of here. The second part of this is that, and this is where I could use some assistance, is that a lot of anger has been coming up for me, and I'm just kind of resting today because, again, I went back into the doing mode and high gear for the last several days. And just a lot, I basically have been releasing this trying to make them happy, because it just all dawned on me, no matter what I do, they are still miserable. Nothing ever makes them happy. And that just seems like an oversimplification of it, but it just kind of dawned on me on a different level. So I've just been having a lot of anger come up as far as, you're talking about comfort zones today. I feel totally uncomfortable anywhere in the house and also in my life because all this new stuff is coming. And that's great. I'm happy about the good stuff. I was very happy. And now just trying to find my center again and trying to be in the loving place. But I just, you know, my father went to go say hello to me today. And I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not walking around pretending like everything is okay. And I used to be afraid. I've gone through several different cycles with this, with him, of pretending like everything's okay or ignoring him or having a fight again with him or whatever. I'm just done. I'm just so freaking done with this. So there's been a lot of anger of both spirit too, because I thought that I was leaving on such a positive and happy note here, and now I'm back to an uncomfortable place. I just feel sad about it. So.
Okay. All right, then. I have to do some work on that.
Yes, please.
All right, so I'm going to say things and you are going to repeat them.
Okay.
All right. I relinquish the anger.
I relinquish the anger.
I am peaceful and calm.
I am peaceful and calm.
I forgive my parents.
I forgive my parents. You know, that's the other thing, too, is like
I'm sorry about that. But I just, like, I teeter-totter between having this anger come up and then being like, how can I be angry at them when I organize this, you know, on a soul level, and that they're pushing me towards my dreams? Like, that's fantastic, because I'm finally growing bigger and not going back to that being small. So it's this weird kind of dichotomy, I guess. But continue. I just had to say that.
Okay. All right. Just repeat after me.
Okay.
I forgive my parents for being my parents.
I forgive my parents for being my parents.
I am accepting the lessons I am learning.
What's the word, accepting?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm accepting the lessons that I am learning.
I forgive my parents for doing such a good job of triggering me.
I forgive my parents for doing such a good job of triggering me. Plus, I thought I was all done with the triggers. I wanted to be perfect.
I am accepting that I still have triggers.
I am accepting that I still have triggers.
I forgive myself for still having triggers.
I forgive myself for still having triggers. You know, that's the thing. I thought, you know, you're trigger free, and then I'm like freed from here, and it's like the lesson has been learned. And it seems like every time I seem to be having a conversation with somebody, and I'm like, oh yeah, I was brought back to my parents' house because so I can clear karma. And it's like, I'm kind of like at the point that I'm like, yeah, and I've cleared the karma, and now it's done, and I'm on my way out. And like, this shit happens. That's happened a couple of times over like the last several months when I've said that. Then it's like, again, it's like clockwork. I feel good. I feel happy. And then bam. And it's hard for me to stay as an observer when their drama comes on.
I am accepting what I need to accept.
I am accepting what I need to accept.
I relinquish the need to be perfect.
I relinquish the need to be perfect.
Accepting myself as I am.
I'm accepting myself as I am.
I relinquish the need for my parents to be perfect.
I relinquish the need for my parents to be perfect.
I'm accepting them as they are.
I'm accepting them as they are.
I relinquish the need for perfection in my life.
I relinquish the need for perfection in my life.
I'm accepting my life as it is.
Oh, God, I so don't do that. I'm trying to accept my life the way that it is. It's not good enough. It sucks.
I am accepting my life as it is.
I am accepting my life as it is.
I relinquish the need for perfection.
I relinquish the need for perfection.
I am accepting everything as it is.
I'm accepting everything as it is.
I am relinquishing perfection.
I am relinquishing perfection.
I am perfect.
I am perfect.
I am relinquishing perfection.
I am relinquishing perfection.
I am me.
I am me.
Take three nice deep breaths.
Okay.
I really just want to live my life. And it's like, this is your life. And it's like, no, this is the past.
No, you're living your life. You're just learning lessons as you go, which is absolutely fine. It's the way it works. It's the way it works for everybody. So it's not like God's picking on you. You're not being picked on. You're just learning. That's it. And there's nothing wrong.
But there's a different way to learn lessons, and I step into that other place that I'm learning lessons through having enjoyable experiences. Like, that is my intention, and I do experience that. But then it seems like, because I'm living with these people, that it's like they bring me into their darkness. Like, it just, it makes me so mad that, like, I'm doing all these good things and making all these strides, and, like, now I'm seeing physical, like, changes in the physical world. And I mean, all that takes energy in itself. You know, I'm doing it with God, but it takes energy. I'm stepping out of my comfort zone. So, like, for example, like, so that's the good lessons, you know, is like, oh, you're continuing doing this workshop. You're not letting anybody hold you back. So I'm still working through that stuff. And then it's kind of like, I mean, I had this thing when I was with my ex too, I realized this about myself, that I have to be very protective over my space. And if there's like drama in the house, it's really hard for me to focus. Like, I'm just so emotional, and I just get like kind of sucked into that stuff. You know, when I was living with my ex, and now I'm living with my parents, and it's like, I mean, I've gotten better that I'm able to function better. Like today, mm-hmm. I'm just taking a day to rest. I'm not feeling the greatest today.
Okay, so let's do a few more phrases and see if this helps. I relinquish the need to be drawn into drama.
I relinquish the need to be drawn into drama. I mean, it seems almost impossible when you're like this, like, parent situation, because they get mad if you don't reply. They get mad if you say a certain thing. They get, it's like, it's a no-win situation. I mean, I can't even believe, well, I won't say that. It's amazing that when my father said hi to me today and I was like, I'm just not doing this anymore, that he was like, fine, who cares? Goodbye then, you know? And it was just amazing that he just let me go. Like, it didn't start. It's just like anything. It's like you learn, it's learned helplessness, you know, like you try to do this, you try to do that. And I realized, like, that has been one of my woundings through the years. And that's one of the reasons why I haven't been able to be successful. Like the last, you know, he sat down with me the other day and he was like, I don't like the way you're thinking. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like this. I don't like that. I put my car up for sale. I don't like that you did that. I don't like that you're whatever. It's like, nothing is ever good enough. And I was like, I can't believe I grew up in this environment. Like, it seems, it was exaggerated the other day, because I see that I'm just growing so much in my strength and my power that I think that it's kind of like the light versus the dark type of deal. And I see that I think that they just see that they have no control at all. But it just, it was just absurd, the things that he was saying. And I was like, I can't believe that this is how I grew up, always being told no, and I was wrong, whatever I did. I mean, can you imagine telling somebody, I don't like the way that you're thinking. I don't like what you're doing. I don't like the jobs you're applying to. I don't like that this is not happening fast enough. I don't like that you're doing your business. What the fuck do you want me to do then? I'm working to get out of here. You know, like, it's just so aggravating.
I mean,
no sane person listening to that conversation would be like, anyone would be like, what the fuck? Like, it's just, so that's why I said, I'm not doing anything. Like, I realized the last 2 years, I've been cleaning up my pots. I've been trying to, you know, I've been taking in the mail. I've been trying to pull up the garbage can. They get upset about everything. And I notice how I've been trying to do this and that for them so that they don't have an eruption. So the last couple of days I said, I'm freeing myself from that. I'm doing whatever the hell I want. They get mad if I sit outside. They get mad if I sit downstairs. They get mad if I sit in my room and watch TV. They get mad if I go downstairs. They get mad if I'm out of the house for too long. I mean, it's like, it's really crazy town. I never noticed it so bad. So,
Well, you know, it's coming up so that you can release it. So just keep repeating after me.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I relinquish the need to be drawn into other people's drama.
I relinquish the need to be drawn into other people's drama.
I am in my power.
I am in my power.
I relinquish the need to be upset by other people's drama.
I relinquish the need to be upset by other people's drama.
I am in my power.
I am in my power.
I relinquish the need to let other people control me with their drama.
I relinquish the need to let other people control me with their drama.
I am in my power.
I am in my power.
I relinquish the need to give other people my power because of their drama.
I relinquish the need to give other people my power because of their drama.
I am in my power.
I am in my power.
I relinquish all parental controls.
I relinquish all parental controls.
I am an adult. I am in my power.
I am an adult. I am in my power.
Three nice deep breaths. Okay, things are moving inside of you.
I mean, I know this is kind of a silly question here, you know, because it's like asking someone else's. I mean, what do you think about this? I mean, this is, you've been speaking to me for several months, helping me with this stuff. And this is now going, I just entered my third year of being here. And I mean, I try not to judge it, but it's moments like this. I mean, I say, you know, basically I get the anger and then I say thank you to spirit because I know this is going to be something great that I'm going to be happy about. You know, it's going to come out of this. Because I do go through a lot of periods that I'm like, this was the greatest, this was the absolute worst 2 years of my life, but also like, this was also the greatest because this was putting me into my power, but also just like finally like releasing me, like my freedom. I mean, the joke is that I've gone through several rounds with the money stuff too, is that like, I'll have money. I mean, not tons of it, but I'll have some money that maybe I could find a place, like a cheap place with like a shady person. And, which, you know, that brings up all sorts of fears. But what'll happen is then I'll start having positive things happening. I'll start feeling good and I'll say, you know what? I'm going to pay my bills this month. And that feels great. I love paying my credit card bill. This is the first time that I've had a credit card balance and I love making payments every month. So I'll say, okay, I'll pay my credit card bill. Maybe I'll pay a little bit more. And it's sort of like I make that decision rather than just leaving. Although keep in mind, again, it's not even enough money to leave. You know, that was, it's not enough. So I make that decision. And then I was just kind of walking around the other day and I said, you're not doing that again. The next time around, I spoke to Spirit the other day and I said, I need at least $2,000 in my bank account that I don't touch. That is my first month's rent and security. And I am moving, you know, because this whole process has really helped to clear the fear of me trusting myself and stepping into doing my divine mission, like really believing myself that I'm going to be able to make it work, because I see on how this environment is, it's just time to go. So, you know, I'm selling my car. So that's going to give me a lot more money, but I don't know. What am I telling you? So basically, that's another thing that I learned.
I'm keeping the money for myself rather than paying the credit card company, and I'm moving the next round of this. But I mean, are you judging me hearing this stuff? Like, do you think that this sounds ridiculous? You know, I've had people say, why don't you just move? Like, I should have moved, you know, months ago or a year ago or whatever, when I was in a definitely a better place financially, but I wouldn't have gotten all these lessons.
Well, there's nothing wrong with what you're going through. It's just what you're going through in order to get to the other side. So stop comparing it, stop judging it, stop thinking there's anything wrong with it. You are learning lessons, and you are learning them in big ways because you are willing to do that. That's all this is. You're just learning and letting go. And the more you are learning and letting go, the more freedom you are bringing into your life. So you are making a difference in your own life. This is just what you're going through in order to get there. There's nothing wrong.
Do you really believe that, or is that you as the spiritual teacher healer saying that? You know, like if you took off that hat and we met, would you still think that? I mean, if you were honest, assuming you always are honest.
Well, I like to think that I am. There isn't anything wrong. It's just what you're going through to get to where you're going. That's it. It's the whole idea that there's something wrong, that we've got to do this or that, it's got to be this way or that way. That's actually what keeps us stuck. When you let go of the whole idea that there's anything wrong, because there's nothing wrong, you're just clearing out some stuff that needs to be cleared out so that your life can move forward. That's all you're doing. Your parents are just part of this big clearing that you're going through. So they really are being a blessing to you by helping you to see what you need to let go of. So there really isn't anything wrong.
I mean, I feel like throughout the last year or more, you know, whatever it was, I mean, I feel like spiritual teachers, healers, and I know that this is giving them too much power, have along the way, even just spiritual people, have told me, like, move. What are you doing there? Now is the time to move. Just go move. And I just got to say, I kind of feel like I'm being judged by spiritual people. And I want to be like this role model for other spiritual people. You know, this is the work that I do. And I don't know. I guess I kind of feel like, why, you know, you're going around in circles with, you know, like that's kind of looked bad, sound upon, you know, in spiritual circles of like, you don't go around the same pattern the same time. But so in a way it has been the same pattern, but also it very much has not. Like every time around the spiral, I've learned new things. And I'm really like in this space that like, I don't know. I don't know why I'm carrying that on me, but I have these memories, these thoughts of the past several months, years of people being like, again, in the spiritual community, being like, move, you just move. Why are you not moving? You're blocked. You should move. And it's like, I haven't been able to. It hasn't been completed.
You don't have to live your life according to anybody else's standards. Anybody else who's giving you their opinion are just giving you their opinion. And their opinion means nothing unless you decide that it means something. You have given more power to these other people and their opinions because you are seeing yourself as less and you are seeing them as more. But you are not less. You are equal to every single person that you have ever talked to, no matter what level of existence they are on. You are making the decisions that are right for you and your life, and nobody else can do that. You are the authority in your life. So your life will change as you decide that it will change. And everybody else's opinions do not matter.
Oh, we just lost you, Barbara.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, there she is. Oh, okay. I was like, ooh, she got really fired up there. Yeah. You like knocked yourself off.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know,
so
I just,
do what feels right to you.
I have to stop judging myself, too, because it's the thing that when I see people, I mean, that's this. I help people learn the lessons so they don't have to repeat the patterns. And for some reason, I have confused this. I mean, it's different when somebody is in a situation and they're not learning the lessons versus somebody's in a situation, we'll say stuck, okay? Someone who's stuck in a situation who's not learning lessons versus somebody, well, if you're learning lessons, you're not stuck. So, but for some reason, I have those two tangled because sometimes I do feel like I'm stuck, but
you're not. You are learning lessons. You are changing your life. And so there really is nothing wrong. There really is nothing wrong. Really, there's nothing wrong.
And I so know that. It's just, it's still, I think, the after effect of being triggered. Okay. Can I just ask you a question about this guy that I met, this roommate possibility? I like him. He seems very mellow. His name is John. Do you see me moving in with him? There's a little bit of a question mark in my mind because we have spoken and he's looking for places, but he's one of those people that, like, if you text, he doesn't necessarily like text you back. And that kind of seems, that's a little bit, I mean, I wasn't actually looking for a spot, but I don't know. And I guess I also feel a little bit sensitive about, you know, I want to have a positive experience with roommates where it's going to be us two and one other person. So I'm being, you know, really conscious as far as like, hey, do you talk on the phone a lot? Like, do you watch TV? You know, do you smoke? Do you drink? You know, all this stuff. I'm just curious what if you pick up anything on him or what you pick up on him.
I don't pick up that John would be necessarily the best possible roommate for you. I think that there are things about him that would really get on your nerves in a very short period of time. They're not telling me what those things are. They're just saying, keep looking. So.
Okay. All right.
But keep letting go. You are making progress. You are getting better. You really are. So just keep letting yourself let things go. Let your parents trigger whatever they need to trigger so that you can let go of the trigger. And you're doing great. And they want you to know that they really mean that. You are doing great. So get off your own back. Be nice to yourself.
Yeah, I know. Do they see my car selling? Like, do they agree that I need to sell my car, that that's going to give me the money to move in to the city?
They say whether or not you sell your car is really up to you. It's going to present for you different things to have to deal with than you would have to deal with if you didn't sell your car. It's not like one is better than the other. It is completely up to you. You're going to get to where you're going no matter what. So that's really up to you.
Okay, good. That's what I want to hear. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate all your help. And I am looking forward to the day that I call you and say, hey, I'm living in New York. Do look forward to that.
I am too.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to the caller area code 484.
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Tonetta. You a call. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Tonetta?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Work is doing good. I ended up losing a job because one of my ladies went into a nursing home. So I didn't get panicky about it. This happened Monday morning. And starting tomorrow, I have a whole new schedule. And we'll have new people to take care of. So that worked out very quickly. I didn't have to really wait long to get into another position. So I'm very happy and grateful for that.
Well, good. Wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. As far as my love life goes, that has been very quiet on the horizon, but I am concerned because Dan did post something on Facebook late last night stating he posted, he's not perfect and you'll never find somebody that will love you more. So I don't know if he's referring that to me. I don't know if he's referring that to whoever he may be involved with now. I don't know what's going on with him. So not sure what's going on because I did send him that text message May 24th, and I just said, you don't want to respond to my text messages or anything, then I'm moving on. And I'm finding somebody that can truly love me. And then I blocked him from texting me on my phone anymore and have moved forward. But I'm not sure what that message was about on Facebook.
So I'm getting that there's a part of you that wants that message to be about you.
Of course there is, because I've known this man for 30 yeah. years. And my mom said on her deathbed that me and him got married.
So there's a lot of... Ooh, that was a big one for you when your mom said that.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to go on here with this whole situation. The reason I blocked him from texting is because I want him to understand this is not a back and forth game anymore. I'm not playing games anymore. I'm serious. And if he wants to contact me, I'm not making it easy. You know, sending me a text is a lazy, easy way. Now he's going to have to come up with either calling me on the phone or coming to the door. So that's going to take some effort.
That's true. Okay.
Right.
So you have, let's see, how do I describe this? So when you made that comment about what your mom said, that there's a part of you that believes that you will be a failure in your own life if you do not make sure that what she said comes true.
Well,
there's a part of you
that's
placing your value on your mom's word.
Well, not really. She was having deathbed visits. She was seeing her mom. She was seeing her sister. She described what she was doing during the day because she was coming in and out of consciousness. And then when she looked at me, when she came out of consciousness the last time, she said, oh, you and Dan got married. So she was able to see into the future. But my whole thing is Dan has to be at that point. And I don't know how far along he is at that point yet. I mean, I don't know if this is 5 years down the road, a year and a half. I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. So they want me to help you to clear out a whole bunch of stuff attached to Dan. And they want all that stuff gone so that you can actually live now. It's mm-hmm. There's this whole variety of crap there. I don't know how else to put it. And it's like this whirlwind thing around Dan. And you're going round and round and round in this whirlwind. You don't need to. They want you to get out of the whirlwind when it comes to Dan. So are you willing to do a little bit of clearing around Dan and all of this stuff?
Yes, but I don't feel like I'm creating the whirlwind. I feel he's creating it. Are you? No, this is your life.
You are creating everything in your life. He is not creating stuff in your life. This is you. This is you and your beliefs and what you've heard and what you decided and what you thought. And all of that is creating this whirlwind that you have going on around Dan. This is you creating this. This is not Dan creating this.
Well, who was that? Who was that post for last night? Who was that for?
Telling who it was for. They're telling me that if you want to know whether or not it was for you, then call Dan and ask him. Don't sit and wonder. If you want to know, call him and ask him. But there's a part of you that's afraid to do that because you're afraid he'll say no.
No, I'm not having any contact with him. I blocked him from my phone. I'm not going to contact him.
Okay.
He has to show stuff on Facebook. We have like 40 mutual friends. So, of course, they're going to contact me when something like that happens because Dan, you know, rides by my house, the whole nine yards.
That's part of that whole whirlwind that you have going on with Dan in the center.
Right. Right. And so, I can't control what he does.
I'm not saying that you should control him or anything he says or anything he does. I'm talking about you and what you create as a result.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, let's say you're walking down the street and you step in a pile of dog poo.
Mm-hmm.
The way you react is up to you. Some people would just wipe it off their foot. No big deal. Some people would curse and fuss and point at every dog they could see saying, you did this, you owe me, you know, all that kind of stuff. And some people wouldn't even notice that they'd done it. Everybody has their own reaction to the same thing. Your reaction to Dan tends to go in that whirlwind that's just, I'm getting this vision of a cyclone going on in your head, and Dan's in the center. So when something happens, like Dan posted something on Facebook, people are always posting things on Facebook. What does that mean? Well, it means that Dan posted something on Facebook. That's all it means. Now, you might decide that this means that Dan actually cares about me, or that Dan is involved with somebody else, or that Dan is never going to care about me, or that Dan is never going to do what I want him to do. That's you creating that cyclone. The only thing that happened was that Dan posted something on Facebook. That's completely neutral. What you feel about it is what's creating the cyclone.
I don't feel anything about it. That's why I'm calling you. That's why you would call a psychic, because they're supposed to know why he posted it or who he posted it for.
You do have feelings about the fact that he posted it. That's why you want to know why he posted it or who he posted it for. Those are your feelings. That's your part of the cyclone.
Well, I'm very intuitive myself.
And I understand that.
I feel he did post it for myself because, like I told you, the last thing that I texted to him back in May was, I'm going to go and find somebody that truly loves me. And that post was, I'm not perfect, but you'll never find anybody that will love you as much as me. So, you know, he's saying he's not perfect. He makes mistakes. And I'm not going to find anybody that loves me more than him. So that's what he's playing. But I need him to come to my door. If you want to be a man, you got to come to my door. So I don't know if you see that happening. I don't know. But until that happens, I can't do anything in regards to him. I'm not going to call him on the phone or do anything. He has to show me effort. He has to show me work. So that's where I'm at.
And I understand that.
But right. I'm not playing this cyclone. Right, I'm not playing that circle cyclone nonsense that he's doing. I'm just not doing it.
That's what's going on inside of you right now. That's what they're showing me.
Well, I blocked him from my phone, and I am dating other people, but I just don't understand why he just doesn't move forward. I mean, he's, I don't know. And I do feel he's going to show up at my door, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay. So what do you want right now?
I want to know what the truth is in regards to me and Dan.
Okay, so I'm being told that the truth is that you have so many emotional attachments to Dan, the idea of Dan, the whole idea of having a relationship with Dan, and all of that stuff connected with Dan, that you cannot clearly see what's actually there. That's what I'm hearing.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I'm dating other people. I am on dating sites, keeping all my options open, enjoying my life, and moving forward. It's just, you know, when I have friends message me about what he's putting on the book or whatever, and it's just I don't know what he wants from me.
You can message those friends back, thank them for letting you know, and tell them that you're really not interested. That way, unless he connects with you directly, there's absolutely no need for you to know anything.
So what do you want me to tell him when he does connect to me directly?
Whatever it is you actually want. What do you want with Dan?
Mm-hmm. Well, he's like a seesaw, up and down. And that's why I blocked the phone number. That's why I blocked him.
So it sounds like if he's not serious, you don't really want anything to do with him.
Right, but I can't stop him from driving by or posting or whatever he's doing.
There's no need for you to. If you let him go, then whatever he does is whatever he does, and it has nothing to do with you.
Well, Is that all that they're saying to you?
They want you to be clear about what it is that you are actually creating. Because right now you're going out there, you're meeting other people, you're having a wonderful time, and that's great. But then there's a part
right.
of you that's still looking at what Dan's doing, that's still wondering what Dan's doing, that's still connected with Dan. It's like you're standing on a fence, and you need to decide which side of the fence you're actually going to get down on.
Mm-hmm. I guess because he's done this for 4 years, on and off.
So how long does he have to do it before you decide that that's not working for you?
I tried. I mean, like I said, he's probably going to come to the door. That's going to be next. He can't get me through the text messaging.
And I'm asking what it is you want.
I want to be happy. That's what I want, and that's what I'm trying to do every single day.
And does that happiness include Dan?
Not at this time, no. No, it does not.
Then if he comes to the door, you don't even have to open it. And you can tell your friends that they don't need to tell you anything about Dan.
Well, I will do that then and take your advice and see what happens down the road here.
But just remember that if you are letting go of Dan, that means you really do let go of Dan.
Right. I understand that, but I think he has a problem of letting go of me.
That's his problem. That's not yours.
Well,
don't take on other people's problems.
Well, I will take your advice, and I appreciate the phone call.
Well, I hope that everything comes out wonderfully well and that you do meet Mr. Wonderful and end up with that relationship that you want and the marriage and everything that you desire, okay?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's our show for today. Thanks to everyone who called in and shared who they were or who they are and did the releasing for everybody else who needed to release those same issues. I will be back on Friday, and my guest will be Eileen. And Eileen does things in the Acoustic Records, and I may not have said that right, but God will forgive me. And she helps people with their connections to their own hearts. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody, and I will talk to you on Friday. Thanks so much for listening. Bye-bye.